Hello,
it's Corey
and Connor,
and this is Obsessed. Dude, we're in 2016.
We have been for a month.
I know, it's crazy though. Like, we're already like into it too.
I know.
Like, you're not going around saying Happy New Year anymore. No. Like, we're in it.
January is such a long month though.
Oh my God, I know. It really is. And I'm always like, I come into January like hot. I'm like, things are getting done. Things are going strong. And then I'm like, what did I do this month?
That lasted about like 3 days for me.
Like, for real. I know. I bought all the makings of a vision board, like went to Target. I have glitter pens.
I even saw you like cutting things out.
I did. I cut out things of one magazine. I cut out like a Khloe Kardashian looking fierce and stuff like that. I bought glitter pens, glitter glue, like lots of things. Bought the poster board. It is all still sitting in my closet slash also on top of my dresser.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, you know, I'm just really passionate about this new year. What have you been up to?
Ugh, not a lot. I'm trying to think, like, every month we sit down to be like, okay, what has happened in our lives this month? And every month there's like something.
Yeah, usually.
I just really have nothing to offer.
I mean, you've been working a lot.
I've been working a lot.
Yeah.
My restaurant job.
Hitting the restaurant
it's
job.
It's really
again.
Fun. I really love it.
It's just like the real underbelly of what it's like to live in LA, guys.
Some people say like restaurants are soul sucking. Like it really feeds my soul.
Feeds your artistry?
Absolutely.
Really?
Oh, yeah. For sure. Because sometimes people are really terrible. And you have to act like they're not.
I know. You have to act like they're not, like,
and so for
creepy.
Me, it's a really creative endeavor.
Right. Yeah. For sure. No. I get that. Per usual, for really every month, every way I start a month, I'm really on a new fitness regimen. Mm-hmm. You guys have heard 1,000 different ones
I
that
could,
I've
like,
done.
I could, like, write a book.
Like, really. Like, truthfully, I've done it all. But doesn't mean I'm not doing it again.
Yeah.
So this time, I got a personal trainer.
This is very interesting.
Yes.
To me.
Her name is Tatiana.
She's Brazilian.
She's Brazilian.
Right?
She's very all about the bunda. That's what she always says. She's like, let's get that bunda lifted. I'm like, yes,
and that's
okay.
That's the butt.
That's the butt,
okay,
I guess.
Sure.
So this is gonna make me sound really stupid. But is there Brazilian language? It's just Spanish.
They speak Portuguese.
Portuguese. Ah, thank you. Thank you. I was like trying to figure it out. I was like, Spanish? No, that can't be right. Okay, well, I'm glad to know that. I'm glad I didn't make
Brazil
an idiot
myself.
Brazil is
where they are holding the Olympics this summer.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Controversy, right? Like, they're not ready for it.
Well, and also the Zika virus is going around. I don't know if you've
right.
heard this.
Yes.
Mosquitoes.
Killing pregnant
the
people.
The first contracted case in Texas happened yesterday.
Of
it can
course.
Be sexually transmitted, we've
it
learned.
Can?
That's how it was contracted in
oh,
Texas.
My God. Well, that's actually better for me.
Well,
I'm not
true.
Getting STDs.
That's true.
But yeah, so I've just been working with her. I've been doing Pilates with my friend Sarah because she has to train people for free and I'm all about that free life. So, and then pretty much besides that, I feel like I know that we've touched on this before, but Connor, you know, rather recently got on to the Real Housewives train and I have always been on the train. I've watched, you guys know, I'm obsessed with Bravo. I literally watch everything that's on it, including, like, you know, the shows that are on ships. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, I've, like, gotten on the train. I've booked a private suite on the train.
Connor,
I've
you've surpassed
I'm, like,
me
going
on the train. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, you, Connor will be like, did you watch Beverly Hills? Did you watch Atlanta? And I'm like, no, I'm, like, 3 episodes behind, which shames me. And then also, I know we also mentioned this last time, but again, have to shout out to the podcast Bitch Sesh,
yes.
which has really just changed my life.
Love them.
And made me just essentially want to quit our show and beg them to let us be on
well,
their
and
show.
And I was kind of ashamed of this new obsession, but then I'm like, okay, you know, actually, like, this can be, I don't have a lot of, like, hobbies. I'm so busy, like, working and, like,
right.
acting's always been a hobby, but now that's sort of a profession
uh-huh.
and I'm always doing stuff towards that. And, like, when I watch a lot of, you know, good TV, but
mm-hmm.
I consider that, like, work, homework for me.
Sure,
this is
sure.
a hobby. It's like a little fun fact
sure,
that,
yes.
like, I'm starting to embrace. Like,
yeah.
I'm still, I wouldn't necessarily go on a first date and be like, what are some things that you are into? Oh,
who is
I love
your favorite
the Real
housewife?
Housewives
right,
of
right,
Beverly
right,
Hills.
Right.
Like,
and on that note, I think we should just go into our
in.
Obsession of January.
Yeah.
You guys know where this is going.
Buckle your seatbelts, bitches.
Send my love to you.
So to start off our housewife segment, I just want to quote one of the new housewives.
Yes.
Housewives of Potomac.
Which I must say, the Housewives of Potomac, my for sure new obsession of January, specifically the character of Giselle, please.
Giselle Bryant. Okay. So she says in the first episode, wherever I sit is the baddest place in the building. Wherever I sit. Giselle Bryant.
I mean, it's...
And this is followed then in a confessional statement with another quote that I'm really obsessed with. Karen Huger, who claims to be married to, and I quote, the black Bill Gates. They were in a fight, and so she responds in a confessional holding a water bottle with a straw in it.
Uh-huh.
People come for me all the time. They just don't find me.
I mean, these women... If you have not watched The Real Housewives of Potomac, what are you doing with your life? It is about a town that I didn't even know existed, right outside of D.C., I guess. And they say,
if you haven't heard of Potomac, that's fine, because we've done a good job of keeping it our little secret.
It's exactly. And they are all about what it's not just classiness, but they're all about
etiquette.
Etiquette. Thank you. That's the word. They are all about their etiquette there, the rules of etiquette. Now, apparently, there's like 75.
Yeah, I'm from Connecticut, and I know a thing or two about etiquette. I definitely maybe took a ballroom dance.
My grandmother taught an etiquette class.
That I hated, but I have never heard people talk about it in this way.
Me neither, but it is giving me life. It is giving me life, which also I feel like nicely segues into how Connor and I were discussing recently that the Real Housewives of not only Potomac, Atlanta, not so much Beverly Hills, mainly Atlanta and Potomac, have really opened our vocabulary to like a whole new level.
So I think we should start a dictionary because there are certain phrases I'm starting to use and we're probably going to start using them in the podcast.
Right.
We just wanted to go through them for you guys
right.
so you know what we're talking about.
Okay.
First is going to be the term thirsty.
This, I must say, is the term that I have most included into my life. I say it all of the time.
And there are several ways. I mean, so when you say someone is thirsty, you normally you would assume they are...
parched.
Yes. And need to be quenched.
Right, right, right.
Now, you can... This term thirsty can be used for someone who is desiring for attention or needing...
Or like also, like, I am really thirsty for the guy who's in that new Nicholas Sparks movie, The Choice. Like, yes. I am thirsty
and
for him.
And then you can also in turn say, the thirst is real.
Right, yes.
The thirst is real for that hot man over there.
That is,
and
that's
my favorite. A good way, but the bad way is if, you know, someone is trying to check you or is trying to, you know, get into your business
or somebody like, ooh, don't want to be rude, but somebody like maybe like a Lisa Rinna on a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is really trying to stay on that
social
show.
Social climber, they're thirsty.
She, Lisa Rinna, I would say is a little thirsty this season of Real Housewives because she is trying to stir up drama wherever she can.
Then we have Reed.
Reed, love Reed.
When you read someone.
Yes.
And that is when someone needs to be checked and put in place. So you maybe take a few sentences, to just tell them what's going on.
Right.
Like, this is the situation. This is how you're acting. This is how it doesn't work. I'm going to read you right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Read, honey.
Read. Yes. Amazing. And then finally, the one that we just learned on, I think the newest or it was on the premiere episode of Real Housewives of Potomac is a thought. And that is spelled T-H-O-T. And Connor, will you please let our listeners know what that means?
That hoe over there. So she is thought, and it was actually used as an adjective, she is thought-ish. Which
it's
I'm
amazing.
Not sure how that would translate. She is that hoe over there-ish. I'm not here, there-ish.
Right, right, right.
Really
but
sure.
It works when you say thought-ish.
But it
right,
she's
yeah.
thought-ish.
Yeah.
Like, maybe she's, the girl was humping someone, and so then, you know, it came up later, and she was like, you called me a thought, and she said, well, you were acting,
being thought-ish.
You know, like a hoe-ish.
Yeah. Yeah, so these things, like, I can't even describe, like, in the outside world, I feel like maybe when you and me talk to each other, people think we are insane.
Yes.
Like, because I can't help it either. Like, I will hear it coming out of my head and be like, people are going to think I'm, like, a poser or something. But I'm like, I don't care. These words are, like, bringing me to a new happiness level that I've never felt before.
Yes. It's... I just feel like I'm learning a lot and I'm being exposed to a culture that I
exactly.
definitely am interested in.
I agree. I agree. And for that, Annie Cohen, we thank you for The Real Housewives for sure.
And so sort of segueing like with The Real Housewives, another thing that I wouldn't say, I don't really want to say I'm obsessed with, but it seems like our culture is becoming obsessed with again is the O.J. Simpson trial.
Okay, yes, I mean, you're right.
It is crossed over with Beverly Hills.
I think, okay, this is my theory about this, because in The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, the O.J. Simpson trial stuff has been popping up left and right.
It's very interesting.
And we always had Faye Resnick in the show, and we know that, like, she had stuff to do with
she
O.J.
She wrote a book, she posts her Playboy. Right. She's Nicole Brown Simpson's best friend.
Right. But we never really, like, talked about it that much. Until this season, when Ryan Murphy comes out with this O.J., the People versus O.J. Simpson, which I am dying to
getting
watch.
Rave reviews.
Have it recorded. Yet. Like Connie Britton as Faye Resnick. It's like, yeah. Oh my God, giving me so much life. Our good friend Selma Blair, who we've taken paparazzi pictures with before,
we'll
as you guys
Chris
know.
Kardashian,
But I feel like Ryan Murphy and Andy Cohen have some secret, like, under the deal thing, because all of the sudden O.J. is popping up everywhere.
I'm going to throw in, maybe they're in cahoots with Ryan Seacrest as well, because Faye Resnick has been popping
oh
up
my
on
God,
Keeping
the
Up with the
Kardashians.
She literally had lunch with Kris Jenner a few weeks ago on an
it's
episode.
It's like the three power gays. Ooh, am I not supposed to say that about Ryan Seacrest, though, maybe?
Maybe
because he's not.
Kathy Griffin says it, though.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm just quoting, Kathy Griffin. But, I mean, it's like the three big, powerful...
Producing...
They are. They probably go to, like, secret little dinners. Oh, my God. Would you die to be a fly on the wall in that conversation? Mm-hmm. But I agree, because it's everywhere. But I'm super, super excited for that show. I think it's going to be amazing.
Well, and then I was watching The View today, and they had Marsha Cross on, who was the prosecutor, who Sarah Paulson is playing. And there's an O.J. documentary, a big O.J. documentary coming out in June, too.
It's out. I'm ready for it.
And I know it was 21 years ago, because they will not stop saying that in The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Like, why is this being brought up? This is 21 years ago. This happened 21 years ago.
It's so good. And you know what else has been really good? Kind of an awkward segue, but I gotta say it. Connor and I, though we watch a lot of trash, we have really been on top of watching our Oscar movies this year.
Yes.
I still haven't seen The Danish Girl, and I don't know if I'm going to. That looks boring as fuck to me.
I enjoyed it.
I know you did, but it's something about Eddie Redmayne I know you are thirsty for Eddie Redmayne, okay?
I wasn't last year. I was trying to read him last year.
You were, but... Now you're trying to be a thought with him.
I'm being a little thoughtish.
We're a little thoughtish with him. But besides that, like, Connor and I went and saw The Revenant in theaters, and
way
I think it's going to be
–
oh, my
I'm
God. I'm
for Leo.
Always thirsty for Leo. I'm just also so – like, I don't know what my obsession – because I know they're not together, but I still have, like, a very deep obsession with Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio's relationship.
Always.
And the fact that, like, she came out and was like, oh, he's going to win, even though she's in a movie.
With Michael Fassbender, who is
nominated. But I still love it, and it, like, gives me so much life to see them, like, hug. Like, when he won, what was the last award?
SAG, yeah.
He, like, gave her a hug and, like, a little kiss. I was like, yes, please, Jack and Kate are Rose forever.
I know.
I love it so much.
And you finally saw Brooklyn, which I talked about last
time. Oh, my God. You guys, Brooklyn, I think, is my – it's up there with my favorite movie that I saw this year. I am so obsessed with her. The guy in that movie, which I can't remember his name right now.
You're definitely thirsty for him.
I was so thirsty for him. I was like – and he's, like, short and, like, little, but I was just, like,
and he's probably
eating.
20.
Oh, he, like, really is. He was, like, the son on Smash, which kills me inside. But he became a good actor. He was terrible on Smash, but he became good. But that movie, you guys, you have to see it. It's so cute. It's so romantic. Also, a really romantic movie that's about to come out that I'm very excited about, The Choice, the new Nicholas Sparks movie. Connor has given me so many disgusted looks every time I say
right
I want
to
see this movie. I realize I'm going to go see this movie by myself Friday morning at 10 a.m., but I got to check out a Nicholas Sparks movie. I have to.
Well, those were a lot of obsessions. We got through that real quick. I hope you guys kept up.
Oh, my God. It literally went all over the place, but we were thirsty for a lot of things, guys.
And I just want to include a soundbite instead of a song this time. I think I'm just going to... Just to emphasize one of my favorite words, read. A few seasons ago, I discovered this clip from Atlanta of Phaedra Parks reading Kenya Moore. You don't really have to know the background. It's just if you, like, Google read, this just comes up because it's the biggest read in the history, I think, of reality television in the history of
Connor and I didn't even pre-talk about this, but I already know exactly what sound clip he's going to put in.
So it's a little graphic, but
get ready.
Please enjoy.
Please.
And while she's sitting around, running around, talking about my husband and the father of my children, and she spends her weekends peddling through sperm banks looking through catalogs to try to find the donor. Honey, you don't know if your baby daddy will be an axe murderer or a child molester, because what you will know is that he needed $10 to get him a medium-sized pizza, so he ejaculated in a cup so you could have a kid. Now check that.
So you guys, January's done. February's coming.
My birthday.
Oh my God, your birthday. You guys, this is so embarrassing, but I had way too many drinks like a week ago and came home and like randomly, no joke, at 1 a.m, bought Connor's birthday present. And it is the most random assortment of things. But like at the time I was like, this is genius. And then when I got them delivered, I was like, oh, that's funny for sure. But my drunken mind. But I'm excited to give those to Connor for sure.
I'm excited to receive them.
Yeah. No, you're going to like them for sure. You're just going to laugh. But the thing I'm really most excited about, obviously the Oscars are like the penultimate, but they're always a letdown. Like in the end,
they are the last day of the month. So we will be watching that evening and recording that night to do a special.
We're going
to
do like a special Oscars breakdown. Can't wait. But, I think the most thing I'm most excited about is Scandal coming back.
Scandal, How to Get Away, Grey's. Who beat up Meredith? We don't know
what yet. What is happening?
I don't know.
That's like in the preview. That's happening in the first episode or something? Mm-hmm. God, Grey's, I swear, this poor woman, Meredith Grey, has been through it all. My roommate
tagged the funniest picture. Did I not show you?
No.
Of Ellen Pompeo, who plays Meredith Grey on Grey's. It was like an Instagram picture, and it's like from like the little like teasers they do where they're all like dancing or whatever. And she's like holding a wine glass. And it's like, when you've been on for 12 seasons and they haven't killed you off.
It's so true. Because I mean, they've tried to kill her off many times too. And somehow that bitch lives. Plane crashes, shootings, being beat up now. This feels very reminiscent though of an ER episode. They did this in an ER episode. Oh, really? Yeah. Which was a great episode.
Well, I'm sure they're running out of ideas.
12 years. Can we please both get on it? Thanks.
Yep. Dreams. 2016. Bye.
Bye. I don't want to be left behind. Distance was